morning. Welcome to morning prayers. My name's Hannah. I'm part of community here. Shall we start with the liturgy this morning? Watch, wait, the day of God is at hand. Like the bud on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake, the reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. This morning we're going to read Psalm 145, and in the Bibles it's on page 631. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall, and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Just a couple of things to share on this psalm. Just verse 7, it talks about they celebrate your abundant goodness. And the New Living Translation says, everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. You know, we're eager to tell of the wonderful things that God has done. And it's just a lovely reminder that it's good to remind ourselves of how good he's been in our lives. And I'm just going to read from verse 13 from the New Living Translation, because it speaks of how about God's rule in us and in the world and throughout all generations. It says, "For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He's gracious in all he does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth." And I just love how it says, he keeps his promises. He's gracious. He's filled with kindness. He's close to those who call on him. They're just lovely reminders. Not only at the beginning, how it says we can thank him and we can praise him for all he's done, but we can also draw close to him as well and call on him. And then the psalm ends again with how then we thank him and our mouths will praise him again for all that he's done. So I just thought this morning maybe just to have a time of prayer, just to maybe say just some thankful prayers, maybe some things we can think of maybe recently or a bit further away, that God, good things that God's done in our lives. And also an opportunity this morning just to draw close to him, just to take this time to draw close. And maybe there's a situation that you want to bring to him as well. So yeah, if we just take some time this morning, and then I'm going to play a song in a few minutes. Like the sun that is far away, but still close at hand to warm us, so God's Spirit is always present around us. We live, breathe, work, rest, and have our very being in you, God. Open now the windows of our souls so that we can see you. And when we can see God, we are free to truly love, free to truly live. Amen. Amen. Breakfast will be downstairs.